High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
The Sacred Heart Irish won a thriller last night, defeating Mullen 49-47. After trailing by double digits at halftime, they battled back to take their only lead of the game in the final minute. This morning, the challenge is Humphrey St. Francis. The Flyers defeated Why Not last night to advance to the semifinal. Good morning, everyone, from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. It's time for Class D2 state semifinal basketball action. I'm Randy Gatula, very pleased to be seated once again alongside Todd Gatula for this morning's game. And Todd, looking forward to another good one.
Yeah, this has the makings of a really fun game, as all semifinals do. A lot of trophies in the hallways of both of these schools. They're pretty familiar with each other, as we were talking before we came on air. St. Francis and Sacred Heart are definitely no strangers. They played against each other in a lot of sports, a lot of seasons, and a lot of postseason play.
Well, the administration, the media, everybody, we're all on a first-name basis here. Sacred Heart fans, you might be interested to hear that one of your Sacred Heart faithful that graduated with the Irish back in 81, he has defected. He's overworking the radio broadcast on KLIR in Columbus for St. Francis, and that's Don Strecker. From down Preston way, Don's working the game on the other side of the coin here this morning, working for St. Francis. Todd, you've got a little background here on the Flyers and the Irish. Talk about them a little bit.
Yeah, well, let's take a look at St. Francis first. They're 21-4 on the year. Yesterday, they defeated Why Not in the first round, 49-41, to advance to today's game. Sacred Heart, 18-7 on the year. They upset number 2 seeded Mullen, 49-47, that exciting game last night. To get here, the Irish are averaging 52 points a game on offense. They give up 40 on defense, so the typical Doug Gold's team, sound defensively and like to put some points on the board. St. Francis averages 63 points a game, so they'll really get up and down the floor and get some shots up and try to put a lot of points on the board. They give up 47 on defense. The St. Francis team's won 11 straight. They were the Class D2 runner-up last year, and they lost to Sacred Heart, so this is a rematch of last year's D2 championship game. A lot of those players back, familiar with each other, so it's shaping up to be another good one. And again, a rematch of last year's championship game, so a little bonus basketball here, championship style.
Well, that's where we stand here this morning, looking forward to what we think is going to be another dandy competitive basketball game. It doesn't get much better than last night, though. Those of you listening here on Sunday to John Nixon, boy, I was teasing him. I said, I wish I got all good games like he does on that one. It was a dandy. We had a chance to talk with Sacred Heart head basketball coach Doug Goltz a few minutes ago. We'll take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll come back and have that pregame visit with Coach Goltz. That's coming up live from Pinnacle Bank Arena. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Falls City Nursing and Rehab is a skilled long-term care and outpatient services facility. VA contract nursing community, a qualified staff with over 75 years, combined experience in long-term care, one-on-one physical, occupational, and speech therapy on campus, and over $1 million in upgrades and renovations throughout. Come see the most economical and well-cared-for facility, Falls City Nursing and Rehab.
Sunny 101.3.
It's time now for our pregame visit with Sacred Heart head basketball coach Doug Goltz. Well, Doug, first of all, congratulations on reaching the semifinals.
Thank you. It was an exciting game, and you know our goal was to keep playing and get another game in, so we did.
Let's talk about that thriller last night. You get the 2-point win over Mullen. You were down by 11 at halftime. What'd you say to the kids in the locker room?
Well, we weren't playing the greatest defense, but on top of that, they were just making shots, and it can kind of get discouraging that, you know, you feel like you're playing good defense, and then the other team scores, then your energy level drops. So we talked about just having to play harder on defense. And then offensively, I just thought we were settling for too many jump shots. We needed to attack more, get the ball inside more, because we weren't making a lot of those shots from the perimeter. So we were much more aggressive the second half on offense.
Certainly found your stride defensively late in the ball game. You held them the last 3:06 scoreless. They didn't score in the final 3 minutes. That had to really help your cause.
Yeah, we went to a zone and extended it and pressed them. We needed to try to get them out of rhythm. They just seemed to be making shot after shot. So we were able to turn them over a little bit. I think they started to tighten up and feel some pressure, and our offense, you know, did enough to get us back in the game.
Anyway, a good win for you. You only have to be ahead at the final buzzer, right?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting game. I think we scored the first basket, and then we scored the last basket, and that was the one that really counted.
Today, another challenge, the St. Francis Flyers. And when you talk about the Flyers, you have to think about Tanner Pfeiffer. He averages nearly 20 points a ball game. Talk about this morning's opponent.
Well, you know, we saw him last year in the state final. Coach Kessler's been there a long time. Same old thing, a really aggressive 1-3-1 defense. Pfeiffer's on the top of that, you know, big, long arm, good anticipator. You know, he probably gets 8 to 10 points just off of layups from steals from the 1-3-1. So we've got to do a good job against that. And they've got several other players that played last year, too. They play hard. They rebound. They're aggressive. They're just well coached.
What has to happen this morning, Coach, for the Irish to be successful and get to another championship game?
Well, I think more than anything, we have to handle their 1-3-1. It's a difficult zone to break. And then we've got to use our size and get some rebounds. They're not as tall a team or as big a team as they were last year, but it's still the same tenacious 1-3-1. And then defensively, we're going to have to be able to guard the ball. They have several players that will drive and attack. We're going to have to stay in front of the ball.
All right. Well, Coach, best of luck to you this morning. Hopefully we can get together again here on Saturday.
Thank you.
That's Doug Goltz, head basketball coach at Sacred Heart High School. We'll take another two-minute timeout and be back with the starting lineup for this morning's game. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
A history of success. It's more than a goal. It's your legacy. That's why you can place your confidence in consistently superior yields of DeKalb and grow boldly. Backed by 100% exclusive genetics and leading innovations to help your crop stand stronger and fill your bins faster. Ask your dealer how DeKalb can help you ensure a future of performance. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb seeds. Call Emily or Jimmy with your seed questions. FAST Global Solutions designs and manufactures ground support equipment for the aircraft industry. Formerly known as WASP, FAST Global Solutions has job openings in their Falls City facility. FAST Global Solutions is 100% employee-owned. If you want a job with a growing company, now is the time to contact FAST Global Solutions in Falls City. FAST Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer. Apply today and be working soon at FAST Global Solutions. Good luck and good health from Dr. Tramp and the staff at Falls City Family Practice, 1423 Stone in Falls City. The Family Practice Clinic sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity. And display appreciation for good performance regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on you. High school sports should be a positive experience.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. Randy and Todd Gatula with you. The Class D2 Nebraska Boys State Semifinals coming up. The Sacred Heart Irish and the St. Francis Flyers. Here to take a look at the starting lineup for this morning's game is Todd Gatula.
Let's take a look first at the St. Francis Flyers. They enter tonight's game 21-4, coached by head coach Eric Kessler. They'll start a senior standing 5'10", Austin Forney. He averages 10 points per game. Also in the lineup for the Flyers, a senior standing 6 foot tall, Jack Lubisher, averaging 6 points a game and just over 5 rebounds. Justin Liefeld averages 13.1 points per game. He stands 5'11 and is a senior. A sophomore starter in the Flyers lineup, Jaden Cush, averaging 4.5 points per game. He stands 6 foot tall. And rounding out the starting lineup for St. Francis is our leading scorer, Tanner Pfeiffer. He's a 6'2" junior, averaging 19.7 points per game and 8 rebounds per game. For the Sacred Heart Irish, coached by Doug Goltz, they're 18-7 on the season. They'll start a junior, standing 5'11", Jacob Jordan, averaging just under 8 points per game for the Irish. Jake Freshel, he's a junior, stands 5'10", averaging 6.8 points, 2.3 rebounds for Sacred Heart. Evan Keithley, a 6 foot sophomore, averages 4 points, 3.3 rebounds for the Irish. And rounding out the starting lineup is senior 6'2", Jack Figner, averaging 14 points, 7.5 rebounds. And a 6'3" junior, Brogan Noctegal, averaging 10 points and 5.7 rebounds.
And as Todd mentioned, the Irish 18-7. They knocked off the IRC team last night when they defeated Mullen in a little bit of a surprise to the Mullen folks, 49-47. I was in the gym for that game out at Lincoln East, and there was an air of confidence among the Mullen people coming into the ballgame. You know, we've made acquaintances with all the officials from all of these schools, and they were very confident they were going to handle the Irish last night, and for the most part, they did. It was just that last few seconds that didn't go well for them, and Sacred Heart got out with the win. In the game played earlier this morning here at Pinnacle Bank Arena on the other side of this D2 bracket, Parkview Christian upset the number one seeded St. Mary's Cardinals of O'Neill, 62-53, the final in that one. So Parkview Christian has advanced to the D2 championship game to face the winner of this upcoming Sacred Heart St. Francis matchup. That game will be played at 3:45 on Saturday here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. On the other side of the ledger, of course, we're following the Auburn Bulldogs. Listeners here to Sunny 101.3 are aware of the Bulldogs. Man, Todd, you were there for that one. Jim Weeks brought his kids out of the chute, and they never looked back. They were playing a Pierce team that a lot of people up in northeast Nebraska felt was going to be able to handle Auburn. Sure didn't work out that way.
Well, Auburn came out. Cam Binder got off to a hot start for the Bulldogs. Daniel Frary came on strong in the second half, and boy, they really looked good and kind of showed they're a veteran state tournament savvy team, and really, I think, made people take notice and see one that they're here to go for that third championship again, and they're not going to be an easy out.
Yeah, Auburn jumped out 11-2 in the first quarter, never looked back, en route to a 51-28 rout of Pierce, and that's a game in which Pierce really never was in the game from the very get-go. Auburn dominated that contest. Auburn, incidentally, will be facing Concordia of Omaha. Concordia beat Milford 66-54 last night, and that game will be at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning right back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll have live coverage of that for you also here on Sunny 101.3. Then at noon here on Sunny, John Nixon will take the air, and he's going to be down at the John Q. Hammond Center in Springfield, Missouri, as the Mound City Panthers, our good friends at Mound City, playing in the Class 1 Final Four will take on St. Elizabeth. John will have the tip-off at noon. His pregame, he told me, is going to start around 11:40 tomorrow. He'll have a rather extended pregame, so be sure to stay with us tomorrow. It'll be Auburn at 9 o'clock, and then at noon, we'll have the Mound City Panthers. John and I haven't worked ball games this far apart from each other in state tournaments for a long time as we bring you live coverage of both the Missouri State Tournament and the Nebraska games here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We're going to take a 60-second timeout here, and then we'll be back with the tip-off to start the semifinal game right after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City. Good luck to the local team from Darren Davis, your financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments at 1619 Stone Street in Falls City. If you need to work on your retirement game plan, contact Darren Davis or Adam Morris. They will work with you to get your retirement in order. See Darren Davis or Adam Morris, your Edward Jones representatives in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy and Todd Gatula back with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. And Todd, I have to share a story here with our listeners. That's something that happened last night. As you know, John and I split up the duties yesterday. I covered the Auburn game here. John took the Sacred Heart game. And I had a rare opportunity at a state tournament to be down on the floor shooting a few photos. And I wandered into the Sacred Heart huddle as Doug was addressing his players. 36 seconds to go in the ball game. It's a tie basketball game. Keep in mind, Sacred Heart has trailed the entire ball game by as much as 11. Doug gathered his players around. I was in close taking pictures. He says, "All right, guys, we got them exactly where we want them." And that's the kind of confidence that Doug Golds instills in his kids. And you could sense when they broke the huddle, those five kids in the green uniforms had no doubt in their mind that they were going to go out and win the ball game. You could just see it, the look in their eyes, and that is just an intangible there when you've got a coach the caliber of Doug Golds that he can send his kids out on the floor with that kind of confidence, and they executed, and guess what? They won the ball game.
Yeah, well, that's why Doug Golds is one of the great ones, and he'll go down history as one of the best high school coaches of all time, and he's already there, and that confidence is exuded every time you watch the Sacred Heart team step on the floor.
You know, Todd, John Nixon and I go on some of these long road trips traveling to the games, and we have a chance to visit once in a while, and I think sometimes it almost gets lost here in all the shuffle of what an honor it is and a privilege for us to watch some of these Southeast Nebraska coaching icons. And of course, I'm talking about guys like Doug Golds and Jim Weeks at Auburn, who's here at the tournament. These guys, they just flat out know how to coach, and they know what they're doing. And it's such a pleasure to us, for us to have the opportunity to follow their teams.
Yeah, a lot of wins between those two guys you mentioned. There's others, and both their teams make a good runs here at the state tournament. And Sacred Heart about ready to tip off here against your St. Francis Flyers. Should be a fun one.
Well, we'll see how it's going to work out. We've met the starting lineups over the public address system for both teams. I want to remind you once again that you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Falls City, Nebraska, Sunny 101.3. Special shout-out to our buddy John Nixon. He's en route now to Springfield, Missouri, headed down that way for the big Mound City game tomorrow at noon here on Sunny. Stepping in to jump it up for the Irish will be Jack Figner, and of course he'll go up against Tanner Pfeiffer. Our official steps into the center circle. D2 semifinal basketball is underway. The tip is controlled by the Flyers. St. Francis with the basketball. Austin Forney into the corner. Baseline left side. Goes down deep with it. Here's a jump shot from the corner left side. Up and good. Getting that bucket quickly was Tanner Pfeiffer, his first 2 points. Here's that diamond press that they run on defense. And in backcourt, Jacob being chased down. Jacob Jordan tied up. Jump ball, possession arrow stays with the Irish. So Sacred Heart struggling with this press on the very first attempt.
Yeah, they like to come out, as Doug Gould said, in this full court press, and they'll drop back in a 1-3-1 and really active in it.
Inbound the pass to Jacob Jordan, picks up his dribble, goes to Figner. Figner, one bounce to Jordan. Across the timeline comes Freshel. Freshel driving off the glass, shot is up. Oh, in and out of there, wouldn't go down. And the rebound to Lubisher. Jack Lubisher kicks it out on the left side, Austin Forney. Forney works it down quickly. Freshel there with him to the right elbow. Pass comes to Liefeld. He'll travel with the ball. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Irish. Opening minute of play at Pinnacle Bank Arena. 7:18 to go first quarter, 2-0. Flyers with the early lead. Sacred Heart with a basketball against the press. Inbound to Jake Freshel. Starts up court. Got stopped there before he could get to the midcourt line. Now Figner into the corner right side. Across court, shot is up and good. Great job getting the ball to Brogan Nautical there by Kyle Bauman, who got the start. Bauman started here this morning, got it to Nautical, and we're tied at 2. On the right side, Austin Liefeld. Liefeld gives it up top. This is Forney. Austin Forney in traffic. Ball tipped away, grabbed up by Jordan. Jordan looking down court for the pass. Boy, he had Figner down there. Now gives it to the left side, Freshel. Freshel from the corner. A 3 for Jordan. Got it! Jacob Jordan nails a 3 from the baseline left side. The Irish with their first lead of the ballgame. Sacred Heart on top, 5-2, 6:34 to play in the first quarter. Right side is Liefeld, Austin Liefeld. He works in against Figner, feeds it into the paint to Forney. Baseline right side. Here comes Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer floating lay-in up, couldn't get it. Whistle, and we'll have a foul called. No, wait a minute. Was that an offensive foul?
Yeah.
Yes, it
offensive
is.
Offensive foul on Tanner Pfeiffer there. That's his first.
Oh, I bet you the St. Francis fans probably would beg to differ with us on that one. Pfeiffer gets called for the offensive foul, his first. All right, Irish basketball. Freshel flips it back to Jordan. Struggling against this press. Jordan dribbles between them. Goes to the right side. Figner lost the handle on it. Got it off to the right side. Figner just couldn't get a hold of the ball. It goes out of bounds. Another turnover caused by the pressure here. Austin Forney on the dribble, the point guard. Forney's quite a football player, too. I believe that's what he's going to do in college here. To the left side, Lubisher. Lubisher up top, Pfeiffer. Lob pass into traffic, moving to the basket. Shot is up and good. Putting it down is Justin Liefeld. Liefeld lays it in. He's got 2. It's 5-4. Irish up by 1. Here comes Nautical. Nautical tried to feed it underneath, looking for Bauman. Ball tipped away by Pfeiffer on the baseline, knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Irish. Jacob Jordan will trigger it in. Baseline right side under his own basket. Jordan to toss it in. Irish up 5-4 early in the ballgame. Jordan going to have to hurry now, running out of time. Gets it up top to Freshel. All over Freshel is Pfeiffer. Out to the right wing it goes. Spin move. Jordan puts it inside. Bauman. Bauman in traffic. Shot is up and good. Oh, nice move to the basket. Great job under the bucket there by Kyle Bauman. His first 2 points of the ballgame. Irish up by 3 once again at 7-4. Liefeld flipped it to the corner. Ball is tipped away by Jordan. Touch last by Jordan. And it'll stay with the Flyers down in the corner.
Sacred Heart real efficient on offense right now. Just missed one shot. Did a nice job of breaking that press.
Up to Forney. Ball stolen by Freshel. And then Freshel put it. Oh, I thought he put it off of Forney's leg there for a moment. But the official says no. The ball stays with the Flyers. Inbounding it on the side in forecourt is Liefeld. Liefeld into Forney. Austin Forney, between the legs dribble, top of the key, sets up to work against Freshel. Forney works to the right elbow, pulls up for a 3 from the right side, got it. Austin Forney nails a 3 from the right side, we're tied at 7. Down court pass, Freshel across the timeline, to the right elbow, Figner with the ball. Figner, one dribble, picks up the dribble to Jordan. Jordan in traffic, comes up to the left elbow now with it. Freshel around the horn, looking to Bauman in the corner. Underneath, Nautical in traffic, shot is up, he got it. Good job by Brogan Nautical, working hard using that big 6'3" frame of his. Here's a spin move, Liefeld to the right side, the long 3 is up off the rim. Rebound Liefeld, try for put back is up, can't get it, and the rebound to Jack Figner. Figner outlet pass to Jordan, 9-7, Irish up by 2, Jordan gives it to Nautical. He goes between defenders, has the ball knocked away, grabbed up by Figner. Figner has it dribbled away from him and stolen. The other direction goes Justin Liefeld. Liefeld all the way for the layup. Blocked by Figner, whistle, and a foul.
They're going to give that to Jack Figner, the foul, his first team first foul.
4:26 to play first quarter, 9-7. Irish up by 2. We're at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska. At the free throw line, shot is on the way for Liefeld. It's up off the rim. It rolled around up there, and then it would not drop. crawled out and fell off to the left side. A couple of subs checking in here. It looks like Colton Whitfeld checks in. Who's the other sub? I missed who got in here, Todd. At the line. Liefeld shot up and off. No good. And the rebound to Bauman. Bauman, outlet pass, Jacob Jordan. Jordan goes between two defenders, gets over into the corner, almost got trapped over there. Did a good job of dribbling out of that one. Hands it up to Figner off the Freshel right side. 9-7, Irish up by two. Jordan in traffic, clicks to Freshel. Freshel, left side Jordan. He had an open look, didn't take it. Now Jordan needs help. Skip pass across court to Freshel. Almost has it taken away by Liefeld. Up top of the key, Figner. Around it comes to Jordan. He dribbles in. Jordan, a little floater in the paint. Up and off, no good. Rebound, Tanner Pfeiffer. Ball stolen right back. Freshel shot is up. Freshel in and out of there. Rebound fought for. Coming down is Pfeiffer. Wait a minute. Whistle and a foul. I think it's going to be called on the Irish here.
It's going to be on Jacob Jordan, his first. Boy, Brogan Octicle's in there, and he got out of there quick, so he didn't pick up his second. But Jordan's first. Sacred Heart's second team foul of the quarter.
Here's Evan Keithley checking into the lineup, replacing Jack Figner. Figner will take a break. Keithley checks in for Sacred Heart. 9-7, Irish with the early lead here. 3:42 to play in the first quarter at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Austin Forney with the ball, works around Freshel. Ball tipped away. Forney got it back. Follow shot is put up. Wait a minute. Going to have another foul on the Irish, I think.
Jake Freshel. Going to get called for one in there and a lot of traffic. His first team's third.
Yeah, team's third. There's Forney with the ball into Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer tied up for a moment. Goes up with a shot. Got the shot blocked for the whistle and yet another foul on the Irish. Sacred Heart picking up some quick fouls here.
Yeah, that one's going to be on Brogan Octagel. His first personal fourth team foul to have.
At the free throw line, Tanner Pfeiffer averages nearly 20 points a game. Shot is up and good. He's got three now. 19.7 points per contest, 8.3 rebounds for Tanner Pfeiffer.
A lot of quickness on this St. Francis team. Forney, Pfeiffer, they got some guys that can really get to the rim in a hurry.
Pfeiffer ready for his second free throw. It's on the way up. It's good also. Got them both. That ties us up at 9 with 3.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Jacob Jordan in backcourt to the near side, gets it to Keithley. Keithley at the midcourt line, back to Jordan. Now across the timeline comes Jacob Jordan. Jordan is trapped. Ball is kicked off a foot over there of the defender on the left side, Jack Lubisher. It'll be Irish's basketball. Freshel to inbound it. Into Jordan. Jordan tries to dribble to the right corner, comes across to Keithley. Baseline left side, Bauman with the ball. Back up top to Keithley, almost knocked away by Pfeiffer. Now Jordan, a floater in the paint. In and out of there. Boy, it was in the hole and just bounced out. Long down court pass. Fast break the other way. Stolen up by Keithley. Keithley took the basketball away down there from Jaden Cush. All right, here's Keithley. Steps around the defender. Gives it into the corner to Freshel. He's trapped deep in the corner. Decides to put it off the foot of one of the defenders. Good job there. He put it right off the foot of Jaden Cush.
St. Francis uses that quickness. They trap in the corner, and they're just all over you and just really move quick to the spots and don't give you a lot of open passing lanes.
Here's Joe Simon in the ballgame for the first time this morning. Simon, a 6'3" freshman, getting to play here in the state tournament. Simon checking in. He's had some good minutes for the Irish throughout the season. Into the corner, Jordan for three. Got it! Jacob Jordan with his second three-pointer. 12-9, Irish up by three. Baseline right side with the ball, Liefeld. Liefeld gives it up top. Austin Liefeld, he's in traffic. Tries to put a shot up and got it blocked. Got his own rebound back. Now the ball stolen away by Freshel. Freshel comes dribbling out of traffic with the ball. Works one-on-one against Cush. Puts it into the corner, right side Simon. Top of the key, Jordan. Around to the left elbow, Freshel handles the basketball right in front of our broadcast table. There's Jordan, had a look in the paint, left side. Keithley for three, left corner, in and out. Rebound tipped out by Simon. Good job, got it to Figner. Shot is up and good, Jack Figner. Credit Joe Simon with tipping that ball out to Figner.
Yeah, a couple of nice plays, a block on the other end of court, and keep that one alive for an easy bucket.
Heads up for a freshman in a state tournament up here on the big stage. Spin move in the paint, almost losing the handle on the ball was Lubisher. He puts a shot up good. Lubisher somehow got that ball back and laid it in for his first 2 points, 14-11. Irish were up there momentarily, 14-9. They had a 5-point lead at the 2-minute mark. All right, Sacred Heart with the ball now, leading by three. Here's a three on the way. Freshel, that's off the back of the iron, too strong. Simon, battling for the rebound, is pulled down instead by Cush. Down court quickly with the ball on the right elbow. Handling it is Liefeld. Liefeld to the top of the circle, up to Jaden Cush. Cush guarded by Freshel. Back to Liefeld in the corner. Freshel gets knocked to the floor. Now Cush tries to drive the baseline in the paint. Ball bounced past, stolen away. Here's Jordan. Two on one, fast break. Jordan takes it all the way in, puts up the shot, doesn't get it, but he's fouled. And we'll have Jacob Jordan at the line to shoot two shots.
Foul's going to be on Austin Liefeld, his first, second team foul of the half.
Jacob Jordan has 6 points on a pair of trays here. 1:09 to go first quarter, 14-11, Irish up by three. Jordan at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. Jacob Jordan got the big bucket last night for the win, the final 2 points, 49-47. Sam Dunn checks in now. He'll come in replacing Jacob Freshel. Jordan's second free throw is up. It is short. Hits the front of the iron, won't go down. And the Irish are up by 4, 15-11, with a minute 5 to play in the first quarter. Right side is Liefeld with the ball back to Austin Forney. Forney inside the paint, feeds it into Cush. Cush kicks it out to the left elbow. Turnaround shot, Pfeiffer up off no good, and getting the rebound is Jacob Jordan somehow and all that. Jordan pushes it down with 48 seconds. Now Sam Dunn underneath. Oh, he found Simon. Simon tries to move to the basket, and he'll get called for an offensive foul. Simon put Liefeld on the floor. He just made a good strong move to the hoop, and Liefeld got in his way.
Yeah, that's a tough one. A nice post move by the freshman down there and pivoted and little contact, but picked up the offensive foul, his first, team's fifth.
All right, 38 seconds to go, first quarter, 15-11. Irish by four. They feed it to Austin Forney. Goes in for a driving layup, does not get it, but he's fouled, and it'll put Forney to the free throw line. Todd, you and I know Austin Forney personally here. Folks, he played baseball with the Columbus Mariners, played catcher for my grandsons, your nephews. We watched Austin play a lot of baseball as he was growing up, and now here he is at Humphrey St. Francis. Small world sometimes. Forney's free throw is up and good. Pretty good little baseball catcher, too. I think his future is for football.
Yeah, he's going to Dakota Westland to play football.
We watched him play a little football. He's a good one. Austin Forney at the line, ready to shoot his second shot. He'll try and pull his team back to within two here with 33 seconds to go in the first quarter. Forney's free throw is up and good. He got them both. So Austin Forney makes it. Oh, here's a steal on an inbound pass. Laying up off, no good. Rebound brought down again to the top of the key around the horn left side. Forney has the basketball. Guarded by Sam Dunn. 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's 15-13. Irish up by two. They've led by as much as five. Forney retreats out near midcourt. Contact and a foul is going to be called.
Yeah, Sam Dunn's going to pick one up there. He got a little too handsy, hand checking up top on Forney and picks up his first. That's going to be the team's seventh team foul. Puts him in the bonus shooting. 1-1 will be Forney.
Austin Forney made one pair of free throws just a minute ago. He's got 5 points here, shooting 1-1 for the Flyers. Down to 14.6 seconds to play in the first quarter. Forney could tie it with a pair here. Shot is up, off no good, but the rebound comes down to Tanner Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer into the corner. The pass comes right side of the lane in traffic. Now moving in, trying to put the shot from the corner. A three on the way short, and the rebound is saved from going out of bounds. They nailed one of the officials down there. Justin Liefeld collided with the official out of bounds and had two camera people at their feet underneath him. That was quite a pileup. 2.7 seconds to play in the quarter. Sacred Heart will inbound it underneath the St. Francis basket. Irish up 15-13. Don't want to make a mistake here. Down comes Figner. Figner, midcourt, launches a shot, and it hits the backboard. Won't go. After one quarter, 15-13. Irish lead it.
We'll take a 1 minute break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, Hoops fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Donovan West girls basketball squad. Congratulations, girls, on becoming the first team in school history to advance to the state tournament. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations on your excellent regular season and best of luck in the state tournament next week.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy and Todd Gatula back with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Scott Cox, our producer-engineer for this morning's presentation of high school basketball. Well, Todd, after one quarter, the Irish up by two. They led by as much as five.
Yeah, I think you saw a lot of what we expected. Two pretty evenly matched teams, and it's a two-point game, and the feeling out part's over. We'll see how the second quarter goes.
Inbound the pass to Austin Forney. Forney hands it off to Liefeld on the right wing. Now Tanner Pfeiffer holds the ball, right elbow, looks to the top of the key. Forney for three, off the iron, no. And there's Jacob Jordan again, somehow pulling down a rebound among the much larger bodies. Bauman underneath the basket, gets into traffic, kicks it up to Nautical. Nautical comes to Bauman on the left elbow. Bauman holds the ball inside Nautical. He's double-teamed under the basket. No place to go with it. Nautical needs help. Now gets it to Bauman in the corner. A cross-court pass. Threshold. Floater in the paint. Off the rim. Won't go. And the rebound pulled down by Liefeld. Austin Liefeld wants to take it all the way. Feeds it under the basket. Forney. Shot is up. Forney off the glass. No. Rebound. Tried for follow shot. Put back up and good. Getting the follow shot was Jack Lubischer. His second bucket. He's got four. We're tied at 15 all. Jack Figner to the right side. Freshel. Freshel across the timeline. Goes to Bauman at the free throw line in the circle. Left elbow comes to Jacob Jordan. Jordan, a cross court pass, far side to Figner. Figner, one dribble, picks it up, needs help. Top of the key, Jordan underneath Nautical. On the baseline, left side, Nautical. Again, Freshel back to Nautical. Can't get to the basket. To Jordan. They shut Jordan off, knock the ball away from him. Jordan picks up the loose basketball, goes to Freshel. He chases it down between the rings, top of the key. There's a bounce pass. It's going to be kicked off the foot over there of Justin Liefeld. It'll be Sacred Heart's basketball.
Sacred Heart doing a nice job against this zone of penetrating and kicking it out, but St. Francis is really quick to get to those shooters on the perimeter.
On the right side once again is Freshel. He's lost the dribble, has to come to Bauman. There's a three on the way. Jordan got it! His third three-pointer of the morning. Jacob Jordan is in double figures, has 10 points, and the Irish are up 18-15. 6 minutes, 16 seconds of play in the first half. Oh, they dump it underneath, and waiting there was Jack Lubischer for an easy two on the baseline right side. Irish can't give those kind up. Figner gets the pass here from Jordan. A whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Pfeiffer.
Yeah, that'll be Pfeiffer's second. He came up and got a little too aggressive as Jordan was bringing the ball up the floor. His second.
They're not going to take any chances on getting Pfeiffer in foul trouble here. He's too important to them. Jaden Cush will check in. Pfeiffer will set out and rest here. 6:07 to play in the second quarter. 18-17, Irish by one. Sacred Hearts basketball, Jacob Jordan right in front of our table here. We're courtside, inside baseline. They feed it to Jordan. Jordan, reverse lay-in, up over the top. Rebound, Nautical, follow shot up and good. Boy, Nautical is so big and so strong under there.
Really getting on the board there. Got the offensive rebound for the easy putback.
Liefeld down court to Austin Forney. Forney with the ball. Right elbow, spin move. Tries to go into the paint. Back to Liefeld in traffic. Goes in for a driving layup. Big collision. No whistle. Offensive foul. How about that? Well, that was a late whistle. That was a long time coming.
Yeah, that's going to be on Austin Liefeld driving in there. That's his second foul. 14 foul against St. Francis.
So now the Irish with a three-point lead have the basketball. 5:35 to play in the first half here at PBA, Pinnacle Bank Arena. Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. Underneath, there's Nautical. Shot is up and good. Give Jake Freshel credit for the assist on that one. Brogan Nautical with 8 points. Timeout taken on the floor.
We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in downtown Lincoln. Scott Cox back at our Sunny 101.3 studios. Scott, I hope you're enjoying the ball game. We sure are. 22-17, Irish up by 5. St. Francis with the basketball. The inbound pass comes in to Forney. Forney guarded by Jordan to the left side. Here's Pfeiffer wants to get into the offense. Pfeiffer, boy, they collapsed on him in a hurry. Back out of Forney it goes. On the baseline left side, shot is up and off, no good. And picked up by Freshel. He's trapped in the corner. Freshel's in trouble. Again, he did a great job of putting it off the toes there of Jaden Cush. And that's twice he got caught in the corner and bailed himself out.
Yeah, St. Francis, they'll slap that press on even after a miss. You know, they come right down and trap even after a missed bucket. So you got to be ready at all times for that pressure.
Here come the Irish down court with a five-point lead in the corner. Knoxville, he's having a good game so far offensively. 8 points already. Around here, Simon. Little floater, baseline. He got his own rebound. Now it's taken away from him. Knocked away. Underneath by Whitfeld. Oh, almost over and back there. Dribbling in, baseline right side. Pfeiffer, jump shot over Simon, up and good. Pfeiffer can do that. Tanner Pfeiffer will nail that. 6'2", but he really has a good up there. Good vertical. 22-20. Was that a three just now with Pfeiffer?
It was.
Okay, I'll have to mark. Okay, here come the Irish down court with the ball now. Right side, Figner gives up to Freshel. Freshel kicks to the left side. Jordan's going to try a three. He got it. Wait a minute. Are they going to allow the basket, though? The basket went. He hit the basket. Oh, they're going to take the bucket away. Well, you know what? There's a case where Jaden Cush just spent a foul and saved his team 3 points because the three went down by Jordan, but they blew the whistle just before he let go of the ball. Boy, that was a bang-bang call, too. Irish get the ball, and it comes to Jordan. He dribbles in traffic, into Simon, to Freshel. Freshel feeds back into Simon and tries to go up with a shot. He'll be fouled. And now we're going to put the freshman, Joe Simon, to the free throw line, where he'll be shooting two shots here for the Irish.
Boy, great pass by Jake Freshel. Him and Jacob Jordan are sure fun to watch up top for the Irish. Dishing out nice look to their teammates all day long.
Boy, back to that foul a minute ago by Jaden Cush. What a tough break there for the Irish. Free throw is up, rims across, and won't go down. Simon will have another attempt. I watched the Irish, of course, throughout the season, and Joe Simon has had some good minutes as a freshman. He occasionally shines pretty brightly in there. Let's see what he can do with his second free throw. Joe Simon, second free throw on the way, is up and off. Wouldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Lubisher. Lubisher off to Forney. Forney, left elbow, again to Cush. Up top, Forney handles the ball, right wing with it, working to the right side of the free throw lane on the baseline, trapped underneath, a cross-court pass, Pfeiffer, back up top to Forney. This is Pfeiffer penetrating right side of the lane, kicks it into the corner for a long three that's in and out no good, and there's Brogan Nautical with the rebound for the Irish.
Pickett Hart in his own defense that time.
All right, here's Jordan, a cross-court pass. Figner. Figner's going to take it underneath, gives to Simon. Up to Keithley, a cross-court pass on the far right, Jordan. Jordan has the ball taken away by Pfeiffer. Back the other direction. Fast break on a hurry as Liefeld. Liefeld lays it up, doesn't get it. Offensive foul. Wow.
Boy, Justin Liefeld coming in strong for a layup. Picked up the offensive foul. That'll be his first.
Jacob Jordan will do that. He'll sneak in there on you and get set, and he did it that time. Irish still up by 2, 22-20, in what's been a tight ball game here so far. They've led by 5 on two occasions. 3:26 to go in our first half, a two-point Irish lead. Sacred Heart with a basketball. This is Keithley. Dribbles between defenders, kicks to Jack Figner. Figner, jump shot from 10 feet away, off the rim, no good. Ball out of bounds. I think it was touched last by St. Francis. Irish will retain possession. Inbounding it, Jacob Jordan. He'll stand on the left side baseline. Here's Jake Freshel back into the game. Freshel in. Jack Figner will get a little breather here with 3:15 to go in the first half. Irish again leading 22-20 here in the D2 state semifinals. Into the corner. There's Keithley for three. What happened? Stepped out of bounds?
Yeah, you see that a lot down here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's a bigger floor. There's a little more space. And a lot of these high school gyms are used to playing, and they're not used to extra space. It's real easy to find yourself out of bounds when you feel like you're still on the court. We've seen that multiple games every year down here.
All right, now Jacob Jordan will take a breather, and Figner checks back in for the Irish. Clock is down to 3:14 to play in the first half. Here, Class D2 semifinal. Forney brings it up court for the Flyers. Forney patiently dribbles between the rings. Right elbow goes Forney with the ball. Still on the dribble. Bounce pass underneath. Ball deflected away and stolen. Joe Simon with the steal. Good job there by the freshman on defense. Down court they come. Fast break. Figner under the basket. Figner forces it up. Got the shot blocked. Got his own rebound. Goes up again. Got the shot blocked. And Forney comes out of there with it. Figner's wondering, wow, what happened to me under here? I got mugged. Baseline. Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer can't get a shot up. Ball tipped out of bounds. I believe it went off of Figner over there on the baseline.
Real good job by Sacred Heart still here, getting that ball inside, getting some penetration from their guards and kicking out. Just couldn't get the bucket that time with a lot of contact down low.
A lot of battling down there with Figner as he put those two shots up. Here's Forney on the dribble, resetting the offense now for the Flyers. Left elbow goes to Cush with the ball. Around the right side, handling it is Lubischer. Up top, Forney. Forney again to Cush. He holds it left elbow. Very patient offense here now for the Flyers. It's 22-20. Irish up by two. Here are the Sacred Heart fans applauding the defense. Turnaround shot. Pfeiffer up off. No good. Rebound. Keithley. Keithley comes down with the basketball. He'll bring it down court himself. Being chased by Pfeiffer. Double team trapped in the elbow here. Gets it back to the top of the key between the rings to Freshel. Freshel goes to the right side to Figner with the ball. On the right wing is Figner. Freshel at the free throw line. Kicks it over to Keithley. Jump shot 10 feet away. Left side up and good. Keithley with his first 2 points.
That was smooth. Evan Keithley comes. Just a nice pull-up jumper from the baseline. A real good-looking jump shot.
24-20. Irish up by 4. Minute 39. Under the basket. Shot is up and good. Put in by Jaden Cush. They lost track of Jaden Cush under the basket. He was all alone. Simon tried to get back there, but not in time. 24-22. This pressure, the Irish for the most part have been able to break it. They had a couple of turnovers early in the ballgame. Oh, underneath, there's Nautical in traffic. Shot is up and good. Brogan Nautical owns the baseline right now. He's got 10 points in double figures. Pfeiffer tries to drive, flips it into the corner. Open look, three, baseline left side off, no good. Keithley tips it around with the rebound. The ball is loose on the floor. Into the corner, Pfeiffer with it. Pfeiffer, jump shot 10 feet away, missed everything. And we've got a whistle and a foul. I think Tanner Pfeiffer is going to go back to the line to shoot two shots.
They're going to call that on Brogan Nachtigal. That'll be his second personal foul, the eighth team foul behalf
at Sacred Heart. At the free throw line, Tanner Pfeiffer. He's 2 for 2 from the line so far this morning. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Pfeiffer now 3 out of 3 from the line. He has 8 points in the ball game. Here's Bauman back into the lineup. Bauman checks in. Nautical will set down with 1 minute to go. No sense of risking Nautical getting another foul here in his first half. 1 minute to play. Tanner Pfeiffer at the free throw line. Shot is on the way, and he missed that one. Rebound brought down by Simon. Outlet pass goes out to Freshel. Freshel into forecourt. He takes it into the paint. Floater. In and out of there. Freshel's had some tough ones. The ball's in the hole and won't stay down for him. Here's Forney all the way driving coast to coast, laying up off no good. Rebound, Simon has the ball tipped away, got it back. Simon, the freshman, he very wisely decides, you know what, I'm going to hold things up here. Gives it to his buddy Figner, driving layup. Figner won't go. Boy, the Irish has missed a lot of bunnies down here. 30 seconds to play. On the right side, Pfeiffer feeds it into traffic. Bump underneath, shot up off, no good, tipped around, rebound, follow shot, put back up off, short off the front of the rim. Pfeiffer, another put back, and grabbing the loose basketball is Joe Simon. Irish will play for one with 15 seconds to play. Up by three, 26-23. They want to get to the halftime locker room with the lead. Figner gives it up to Keithley. 7 seconds to go, 5 seconds. Figner in the corner. Figner's trapped, double team down there, trying to get a shot off. Here's a shot at the buzzer that won't go. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers. Our halftime score, Sacred Heart 26, St. Francis 23.
We'll take a 2 minute break and be right back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services halftime report. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
What's a three-letter word for heartburn relief? That's easy. TIS. The TIP procedure is now offered by Dr. Rod Warren at Community Medical Center in Falls City. TIP is a proven option for treating chronic acid reflux and heartburn. No pain, no pills, no scar, because the TIP procedure does not involve an incision. Dr. Warren and the TIP procedure may be able to help you get back to living life on your own terms. Learn more about TIP at cmcfc.org or call to schedule a consultation appointment with Dr. Warren. The TIP procedure may or may not be appropriate for your health condition. Only your doctor can explain the benefits and risk of all treatment
options.
In
today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality, family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the family dental office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3.
It's time now for our halftime report, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
All right, thank you, John. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish leading the St. Francis Flyers 26-23. The Irish were up by two after one quarter at 15-13. They led by as much as five on two occasions in the first half. Again, 26-23, our halftime score. Individual numbers for St. Francis, Tanner Pfeiffer, not surprisingly, leading the Flyers in scoring. He has 8 points on a deuce, a tray, and three out of four from the free throw line. Adding six is Jack Lubischer. Austin Forney with five for the Flyers. Justin Liefeld has two, and Jaden Cush with two. From the charity stripe, the Flyers went 5 out of 8 from the free throw line, 5 points from the free throw line. For the Sacred Heart Irish, 26 points on the board, a pair of players in double figures. Jacob Jordan with 10. He had 3 trays and 1 out of 2 from the line. Rogan Nautical, the workhorse on the baseline, 5 field goals. He also has 10 points. Adding 2 was Evan Keithley. Kyle Bauman has 2. And Jack Figner with 2 for Sacred Heart's total of 26. Big disparity at the free throw line. Sacred Heart made just 1 of 4 from the charity stripe compared to 5 out of 8 for St. Francis. St. Francis with the 4-point advantage there. Even though they're trailing by 3, the free throws kept them close in the ballgame. So 1 for 4 from the line for Sacred Heart. Again, at the half, 26-23, Sacred Heart with the lead here in the D2 semifinals of the Boys State Basketball Tournament. This halftime wrap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and visit with Jake or Tasha Armconnect in Auburn or see Weston Witt in Falls City. Right now, we're going to send it back to Scott Cox, our producer-engineer, for a couple of minutes of important information. We'll check in with that all-important weather forecast, and we'll be back with third-quarter action in about 5 minutes. Stay tuned. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Falls City Nursing and Rehab is a skilled long-term care and outpatient services facility. VA contract nursing community, a qualified staff with over 75 years, combined experience in long-term care, one-on-one physical, occupational, and speech therapy on campus, and over $1 million in upgrades and renovations throughout. Come see the most economical and well-cared-for facility, Falls City Nursing and Rehab.
Sunny 101.3 weather. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Looking at the surface map, we have this low pressure system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest with this cold front that's already moved through across the central parts of the Midwest. It's still moving through across the east central parts of the United States. Still bringing showers and possible thunderstorms across the area. We have another cold front that will move across the upper parts of the Midwest, swinging down from the south, just going to bring a little bit cooler temperatures. This cold front will become stationary across the central parts of the Midwest, and we have a low pressure system that will be forming across the southwestern parts of the United States that will move across the Midwest Friday into the weekend, bringing some rain showers, and on the cold side of the system, a little bit of some rain and snow. So across the area, mostly sunny skies around 60. Tonight, clear, 34. For tomorrow, chance of rain and snow, then a chance of rain. That's a look at your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
At DeKalb, success never rests, but neither do diseases. That's why we're introducing the next big thing in breeding innovation, DeKalb Disease Shield, featuring exclusive genetics from the DeKalb Breeding Program. DeKalb Disease Shield provides a new level of protection against five of the most costly corn diseases without sacrificing your yield potential. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Emily or Jimmy with your seed questions.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Falls City. They are seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
Good luck and good health from Dr. Tramp and the staff at Falls City Family Practice, 1423 Stone in Falls City. The Family Practice Clinic sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity. And display appreciation for good performance regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on you. High school sports should be a positive experience.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. And Todd, we've been coming to this building for a lot of years now, and I noticed one thing when I went back to the concession stands earlier. It's a lot farther from the floor up to the top row of concession stands than it was when they first built the building. I'm not sure how that worked out that way. So anyway, it's halftime. The Irish up 26-23 here in the D2 semifinals. Want to once again invite all of our listeners to be with us again tomorrow morning. Todd and I will be right back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena with the Auburn Bulldogs in the C1 sub-district. They're going to take on Omaha Concordia. Pre-game show around 8:45. We're going to have the early morning breakfast version of basketball for you. 8:45 pregame, 9 o'clock tip-off, and then at noon tomorrow, John Nixon will be on the air in Springfield, Missouri at the John Q. Hammond Center. Our friends over in Mound City, the Mound City Panthers, playing in the Final Four in Missouri. They'll be taking on St. Elizabeth, a 12 o'clock tip-off. John told me to plan on a pregame maybe as early as 11:40. He's got quite an extensive pregame show, so looking forward to be able to provide coverage for our friends over in Northwest Missouri. We have a lot of fun on both sides of the river with Sunny 101.3, and over the years we've done a lot of Mound City basketball, so we certainly wish the Panthers the very best of luck as they're playing in their Final Four down in Springfield, Missouri. Again, that's tomorrow with a 12 noon tip-off. The Sacred Heart Irish here trying to get into the championship game that would be played Saturday at 3:45. The winner of this one will face Parkview Christian. Parkview Christian upset the number one seeded St. Mary's Cardinals earlier this morning, 62-53. St. Mary's, Todd, got down by what, 21 points and got back within three. Couldn't quite get over the hump.
Yeah, they had a 12 or maybe even 14-0 run there in the third quarter and really came flying back. And looks like they were going to maybe pull off the big comeback, but Parkview hung in there, got some buckets, forced them to foul at the end and made their free throws to finish it off.
All right, we've been entertained here at halftime by a fine-looking dance team from St. Francis Flyers. First dance team I've seen that wore top hats out here.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they did a great job here. And we're ready to move to third quarter basketball action. Again, our thanks to Scott Cox, our producer-engineer, for doing his usual fine job back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Scott's getting a workout this week. We're firing games at him from Missouri and from Lincoln and all over the place. As play is resumed, it will be Sacred Hearts basketball. The Irish up by three, 26-23. They will have first possession of the game. Threshold to inbound it into Jacob Jordan. On the floor, Figner, Bauman, and Notkel along with them. Threshold in the paint. He's double-teamed in traffic. Goes to the left side, Figner. Oh, he tried to dump it under to Notkel, and the pass is stolen away. Nice steal by Liefeld. Now stolen right back by Jordan. Jacob Jordan pushes it down court. They better get back on defense. Jordan wastes no time coming up the court with the basketball. Jordan to Figner, top of the circle. Figner left elbow. Goes to Freshel. Lob pass underneath. Notchko got it that time. Laid it up and good. That's what they tried a minute ago and couldn't get it to him. They came right back and Notchko laid it down. You better believe Doug Golds has told these kids, get the ball into Brogan. He's hot. He can score under there if you can get it to him. Here's a pass into the corner. Pfeiffer flips it out. There's a three from the right side corner up and good. Put in by Austin Liefeld. That's Austin's first basket. It's a three. 28-26. Irish up by two. They had that five-point lead again there momentarily. Here's a jump shot from the corner for two, up and off, no good. Not to go, rebound, follow shot. Bauman put back, up, wouldn't go.
But that's on Pfeiffer, and I believe it is. Yeah, that's his third personal foul, so he picks up his third quick here in the second half.
Boy, that could be big with his third personal. He's their leading scorer at the free throw line. Bauman's free throw is up and good. Kyle Bauman. Got the first one. He's got 3 points now. Puts the Irish back up by three once again, 29-26. Kyle Bauman ready for his second attempt. It's up, and it's good also. Both of them right down the middle for Bauman. 6:55 to go, third quarter. 30-26, a four-point lead now for the Irish. Forney with the basketball, gets to the right side. Top of the key, comes up to Liefeld. Liefeld guarded by Jordan in the man-to-man defense. Here's Pfeiffer, free throw line, jump shot in and out. And the rebound brought down underneath by Jack Figner. Outlet pass to Jordan. Look how quick Jordan gets down the court with the ball. Into the corner, Nautical. Baseline left side, Nautical. Tries to penetrate into the paint. Comes up to Jordan, top of the key. Jordan, free throw line, can't get a shot. Right side, Figner. Figner knocks a player down off the glass, up and good. He got away with one maybe there. Figner put the defender on his back and then shot over him. With the ball on the left wing is Liefeld. up to Forney, top of the key. Now Pfeiffer holds it. Pfeiffer, again, boy, look how Nautical keeps Pfeiffer away from the basket. Three-pointer up and off, no good. Tipped out of there. Grabbed up on the right wing by Liefeld. Underneath, ball stolen away by Bauman. Irish defense starting to have an impact here.
Yeah, that's nine turnovers in the ballgame for
St. Lead is six now. 32-26. Irish are up with 5:54 to play. Here's a shot inside. Oh, for Freshel, wouldn't go. Rebound brought down by Bauman. Another little floater. Up and good by Figner. Jack Figner put it in. He's got 6 points. Freshel's having the toughest luck underneath there, putting those little floaters. They just won't drop for him. There's a steal. Jordan, two-on-one fast break. Jordan against Forney. Shot is up. Whistle foul. Austin Forney, I think, is going to get called.
Yeah, that's going to be called on Austin, and it'll be his second personal foul.
Oh, not a shooting foul, though. He did it on the floor, they say. I thought, sure, a shot went up.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor coverings, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, in what was a first half tight ball game, no team getting up by more than five. The Irish now enjoying their biggest lead of the game here, Todd, up by eight, 34-26. And Coach Eric Kessler had seen enough. He took a timeout here.
Yeah, struggling with turnovers a little bit there. St. Francis come out here in the first 2.5 minutes with three turnovers during the game. So Sacred Hearts picked up its defensive intensity, and St. Francis is feeling it a little bit.
And looming on the mind of Coach Kessler is the fact that Tanner Pfeiffer has three personal fouls, but they really can't afford to take him off the floor right now. 5:32 to go here. Third quarter, 34-26. Irish with the basketball and the eight-point lead. Freshel backs it out into the corner. Ball was tipped away, knocked out of bounds on the right side. Good quick hands defensively by Justin Liefeld to tip the ball away. What do we got here? Officials holding things up for a minute. Everybody's looking at each other. What's the call? Todd, help me out.
I'm not sure what we're stopped for.
Everybody's standing here staring at each other. All right, Irish get the ball. Back to live action. Maybe they just needed a rest. I'm not sure. Freshel with the ball. Bounce pass to the near side. Comes over with it to Jordan. Jordan, a cross-court pass. Back to the left elbow. Freshel, baseline right side. Here's Figner. Figner dumps off to Jordan on the left wing. Jordan's hit three big threes from out there. He's trapped. He's triple teamed. Again, finds Freshel. Freshel feeds it underneath. Gets it underneath to Bauman. His shot is up and off. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Oh, I'm going to say it was touched last by the Irish.
Boy, Bauman hesitated just a little bit in there. Had a nice, clean look. Hesitated just a little bit.
Now, Freshel did a good job of ditching the ball down to him, but I hated to see Jake turn off the shot there and turn it down. He's missed a couple of those and got a little hesitant. I'd like to see him keep shooting it because he's going to hit those. Left wing with the ball. Forney, top of the circle. Forney against Freshel. Kicks it over here into the hands of Liefeld. In the paint, there's a collision. Ball came up loose, back up to Pfeiffer. Cush got it to Pfeiffer. Here's Forney for three. Got it. Austin Forney has 8 points as he nails the three. 34-29. Sacred Hearts lead trimmed to five now. They led by eight momentarily. Freshel takes it inside traffic. Freshel wants to go up with a shot. Can't. He's in trouble. Gets it out to Bauman. Back up to Figner. Jack Figner guarded by Pfeiffer. Figner, spin move. Kicks it out again to Nautical. Bounce pass right side to Jordan. Now Jacob Jordan wants to go inside with it. Can't get there. Instead, clears a pass up to Bauman. Out near the midcourt circle, it comes down to Freshel. Brogan Nautical, guarded closely by Lubisher. Nautical takes Lubisher all the way in. Shot is up. Nautical, no. Lubisher got the rebound. Here come the Flyers down court. Lubisher on the dribble. Right side, Forney into the corner. Pfeiffer with the ball. Back up it comes to Forney. Forney hit the three a minute ago. Trying to move to the basket. A whistle and a foul call, I believe.
Someone's going to be on Jake Freshel. That'll be his second personal foul.
and just the first team foul for the Irish of the half. 34-29, Irish up by five. Joe Simon back in the lineup now. The freshman checks in. He'll come in and replace who sat out. Bauman, I believe, went to the bench. This is Pfeiffer in the corner being guarded very well over there by Figner. Figner's, for the most part, done a pretty good job on Pfeiffer. He's only hit two field goals in the ballgame. Pfeiffer kicks it to the corner. Lubischer in traffic. Shot is up off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Pfeiffer put back. Locked away by Simon. That was Justin Liefeld that ended up on the floor trying to shoot the ball. And I'm not sure who they got for the foul.
I believe that's on Jack Figner. Yeah, that's Jack's second personal foul. Also the second team foul on the Irish.
At the free throw line, Justin Liefeld. He's 0 for 1 from the line this morning. Now 0 for 2. I think we're past the lunch hour here now into the afternoon. Reminder, you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska, sunny, 101.3. Second shot is up and off, also no good, and Brogan Nautical working hard. Comes down with both rebound with the rebound. Across the timeline, this is Jacob Jordan on the dribble to Figner. Across to the right elbow, Freshel. Freshel looking inside for Simon. There was Simon momentarily a mismatch as they had Forney covering Big Joe Simon underneath there. Bounce pass, top of the key, left side, dribbling in all the way, driving layup. Figner, rebound, follow shot was there with Simon, the freshman, with his first bucket in the state tournament for Joe Simon. Here's Forney for three, off no good, and Simon with a rebound. You know, you like the heads-up play of the freshman. He doesn't get rattled there. He got a rebound, slows down, and he looks for Jordan to get the ball back to Jacob Jordan. Jordan in traffic at the free throw line, right wing, Freshel. Around the horn, left wing, Figner. Skip pass, comes back to Freshel. Little floater by Freshel. Got one! He got it to drop. Jake Freshel has had three or four of those that would not go down. He got that in the fall.
We've got a timeout on the floor, and we'll take our own timeout, a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
The Nemaha County Hospital Board of Directors and staff would like to wish our local physicians a very happy Doctor's Day on March 30th. This past year has tested our physicians like never before. Thank you for your continued dedication throughout the pandemic and beyond. We celebrate your dedication today and every day to ensuring the health and well-being of the residents of Nemaha County. Thank you for providing our community with quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy and Todd Gatula back with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. State Tournament Basketball Class D2 Semifinals. Your Sacred Heart Irish are leading the St. Francis Flyers with their biggest lead yet, up by 9, 38-29, with 2.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Back to live action, Flyers basketball, Austin Forney across the timeline. Forney left side, Lubischer. Lubischer up to Pfeiffer with the ball. Pfeiffer lobs it in, moving to the basket, shot is up. Off no good. Fight for rebound. Grabbed up and taken away by Freshel. Freshel trying to get pinned against the sideline by Liefeld. Goes around Liefeld. Freshel takes it all the way in. Floater up. No, he's fouled and he goes down. Went down hard. I was scared there just for a moment that Freshel was grabbing a knee. But he looks like he's okay. Wow. That'll stop your heart in a hurry. At the free throw line will be Jake Freshel. He'll be shooting two shots.
That foul on number 14, Jake Lubischer, his first.
And team foul number 3, I believe. Freshel shooting 2. Shot is up and good. Jake Freshel has 3 points. And the Irish with their first double-digit lead of the day, up by 10, 39-29. Now checking into the ballgame, Austin Liefeld in replacing Justin Liefeld. Jake Freshel, second free throw is up. It's good also. It's an 11-point Irish lead. Sacred Heart up now 40-29. At the two-minute mark to play in the third quarter, Forney on the dribble sets the offense. Look at this tenacious man-to-man defense by the Irish. Forney to the right elbow into the corner with his pass down to Cush. Back up top it comes to Forney. Forney in traffic, kicks to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer wanting to get involved in the offense. Oh, look at that. Nice move by Tanner Pfeiffer. He's in double figures with 10 points. Now Jacob Jordan down court, guarded by Forney. Gives up to Freshel. Freshel. Chased over there by Jaden Cush defensively. Cush comes out to get after Freshel. 1:30 to play in the third quarter. And a foul's going to be, as Freshel works inside the paint, a foul's going to be called on St. Francis.
I believe that's going to be on
St. Francis foul number 14, Jack Lubischer.
Yeah, Lubischer. Jack Lubischer, his second.
That'll be the fourth team foul. Inbounding the ball is Freshel on the elbow, right side. Bobs it in, gets it into big Brogan Nautical. He's such a physical specimen. Another Nautical, fun to watch. Fall away jump shot up and off, no good. Jordan tipped out of there. Great job. Follow shot, put back, won't go by Figner. Oh, looked like Figner had a short two under there. Pfeiffer got the rebound. Fast break the other way. Here come the Flyers. Shot is up. Back is Simon to block the shot. Well, Joe's going to pick up a personal, but he stopped what was probably a sure 2 points there.
Yeah, saved the bucket. That's going to be Joe's second and the fourth team foul on the Irish.
That's going to put to the free throw line J.D. Cush, and basically Joe Simon says, I'm going to make you earn the 2 points rather than give them to you. Free throw was up and good. He got the first one. So Cush answers the call on the first shot. But Simon, if he does not foul there, it's probably a sure two under the basket.
Yeah, we'll get back down the other end of the court here in a second. St. Francis has really been mixing up man zone, about every other possession, switching up, you know, making Sacred Heart see what offense they need to get in based on that D. So continue to mix up that 1-3-1 and then the man defense.
Jaden Cush, second free throw up and good also. The 11-point lead is suddenly down to 7. Now the Irish, with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter, they just want to get to the end of the period here and not give up any more points. A blocking foul as Keithley tries to go up the left sideline. You know what? Pfeiffer just picked up his fourth personal, Todd.
Yeah, that's a big one here in the third quarter with the leading score for St. Francis picking up his fourth.
Well, you got to wonder what's going to be Coach Eric Kessler's strategy here. He's going to take Pfeiffer out of the ballgame. Wow. That opens things up underneath for Nautical. Let's see what happens. Pfeiffer goes to the bench with four personals. That happens with 1:01 to play here in the third quarter. All right, down court. Jacob Jordan across the timeline. Jordan guarded by Forney. Jordan top of the circle. Somebody's got a hot dog close by here. Shot is up. And going down hard with Jacob Jordan. He's fouled. Where'd that hot dog come from? At the free throw line is going to be Jacob Jordan. He is 1 out of 2 from the line so far today. Here shooting 2 shots.
That foul on Austin Liefeld, his third personal, 16th foul to have.
Free throw is up and good. Boy, it took a while for Jacob Jordan to decide if he wanted to make that one or not. It rolled around up there forever on the rim.
His first point of the second half after having those 3 triples and 10 points in the first half, so Jordan's first points of the half.
All right. At the free throw line, Jacob Jordan, second free throw. His team up by 8. Shot is up. This one is off. No good. Rebound, the Flyers, with 45 seconds to go. It's Forney on the dribble. Freshel covers him up. Pass comes left elbow, Liefeld. They feed it inside the paint, moving toward the basket. The other Liefeld, Justin Liefeld, back to Austin Liefeld, right wing. Austin, left-handed dribble, in the paint, in traffic, lost the handle on it, trying to move in with a shot. A jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow stays with the Flyers. Clock is down to 25.6 seconds. Irish with an 8-point lead. Boy, they'd like to not give up any more points here and get to the end of the quarter up by 8. Waiting for the inbound. Still waiting. Ooh, that was close. And finally, they did get it inbound, and then I think either Keithley or Simon, I think Simon was, tipped the ball away and knocked it out of bounds. They'll start all over. Jack Lubischer to inbound it. Left side of the basket. Lubischer lobs it into the corner, left side, up onto the left wing is Forney. Across court, here's a long three that's up and off the rim. Try for tip-in, ball knocked away out of bounds. And they're going to give it to St. Francis. Down to 17 seconds to play in the quarter. 41-33, Irish up by 8. Now checking back in is Brogan Nautical. He'll come in replacing Evan Keithley. Nautical sets up defensively under the basket. Inbounding the pass will be Lubischer. Lubischer lobs it up top to Forney. Forney, guarded by Freshel, gives it to the right side, Liefeld. Liefeld, back to Forney it comes. Forney backs it out with 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Forney to the right elbow. Austin Forney, down to 2 seconds. He puts up a shot at the buzzer that's off, no good, and the Irish escape the third quarter without giving up any more points. They lead at 41-33.
We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, the Class D2 Boys State Tournament semifinals. Your Sacred Heart Irish are leading Humphrey St. Francis after three quarters, 41-33, an eight-point advantage. Irish will have the basketball to start the fourth and final period. Freshel has to hurry, trouble to get it in. Now gets it into Nautical. Brogan Nautical did a good job to come over and help his teammate to get the ball inbounded. Freshel brings it across the timeline to forecourt. Falls to the floor. Everybody after the loose basketball got it out of there to Jack Figner. Good hustle by Freshel. Here comes Figner into the corner. Baseline left side, Bauman. Lob pass Figner. Figner tried to move to the basket. Oh, Nautical's going to try a three. He got it! Ho-ho! Well, that's the only thing Brogan Nautical hadn't done this afternoon is hit a three. He's got 15 points in the ballgame. Brogan Nautical having quite a game here for the junior. 44-33. Irish up by 11 with the 7:20 mark here in the fourth quarter. 44-33, an 11-point lead. St. Francis will play the ball in forecourt on the side. It comes into Forney. Forney stands between the rings at the top of the free throw circle, dribbles the basketball, picks up the dribble to the right wing to Lubisher. Lubisher goes to the free throw circle, into Liefeld with it. Back to Forney comes the basketball. He tries to move around the defender, can't get free. Forney, floater in the paint, up and good. Nice move. He's an athlete, Todd.
Yeah, he's quick and just got to the bucket for the easy layup.
Forney's
there.
In double figures. He's got 10 points now. And the lead is back to 9 once again, 44-35. Jacob Jordan picked up the dribble. He's got to have help. Gets it to Freshel. Freshel, left elbow, Figner. Jack Figner just celebrated his birthday. Figner, big collision. Offensive foul.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Kyle Bauman setting a screen there away from the ball. It'll be his first personal, team's fourth of the half.
6:42 to go in the ballgame. 44-35. Irish trying to reach that championship game for the second year in a row. Last year they won it all here, defeating St. Francis. Ball stripped away by Bauman. He did a great job there of picking the pocket of Justin Liefeld. Bauman gets his outlet pass to Freshel. Freshel, oh, he got shoved. Did you see that?
Wow.
My goodness. Freshel got shoved over the middle line, and Doug Goltz is, he's saying, my goodness, Mr. Official. saw that from where we're seated.
That's not even one of those debatable. He just flat-out two-handed pushed him across the line.
Wasn't debatable. Turnover ends up giving the ball to the Flyers, an all-important possession here late in the ballgame, and they got away with one on that. And on the right side is Liefeld. Liefeld takes it into the corner right side of the basket. Back up to Forney with the ball. Forney guarded by Bauman. Now here comes Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, turnaround shot up and off. No good. Rebound. Jordan had it. They kicked it back out to the right. Liefeld driving layup. Liefeld doesn't get it. A foul maybe on the floor. Nope, they're going to say it's a shooting foul. And we're going to put to the line Liefeld, I believe.
That's going to be on Brogan Nautical. His third personal, fifth team foul for Sacred Heart.
Justin Liefeld at the line. He is 0-for-3 from the line, has 2 points on a field goal. 0-for-3 so far in the ballgame. Here shooting two. He got that one. So he'll have a second shot coming. 44-36. The lead is 8 now. Taking a break is Bauman. Checking in is Joe Simon, the freshman, to replace him. Justin Liefeld, second free throw. It's on the way. It's up, and it is off. Simon there battling for the rebound. But he came down with it with a foot on the line. It'll stay with the Flyers. Tanner Pfeiffer playing with four personal fouls here. Will inbound the ball for the Flyers. Pfeiffer to toss it in. He's their leading scorer. Comes all the way up top. Tipped away by Jordan. Ball is loose. Everybody chases it. Big collision. Jordan is shaken up here. He's a little slow getting up off the floor. Looks like he's going to be okay. Grimacing a little here. Feeling a little pain as he gets up. That was a heck of an effort anyway.
Yeah.
Ball tipped out of bounds. It went out of bounds on the far end underneath the Irish basket. So they inbound the ball to Forney, and he'll bring it up. 5:42 to go in the game. 44-36, Irish by 8. Forney hands the ball off to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer in the paint, jump shot, no. Rebound coming down is Fichtner. He'll get fouled. Who's it on?
I believe they're going to get Justin Liefeld on that.
Oh, Pfeiffer's looking around. Scared to death, wasn't he?
Yeah, Justin Liefeld, second personal foul.
That's 7, I believe, yeah. We're in 1-1 now. Jack Fichtner at the line, shooting 1-1. He's not been to the free throw line yet today. He does have 6 points on 3 field goals. Shooting 1-1 is Jack Fichtner. He takes aim. Free throw is up and off. Off the rim short, and the rebound comes down to the Flyers. 5.5 minutes to play now. 44-36, 8-point Irish lead. In the corner, right wing is Jaden Cush. Cush comes up to Forney with the pass. Forney backs it back between the rings once again. Looking at this man-to-man defense by the Irish. He gets a pick set. Forney off the pick, goes to the corner. Right side, feeds it down into the right side to Pfeiffer. Now a long three. Forney, got it! Wow! What a shot. Standing there almost flat-footed and just launched it, and suddenly it's a 5-point ball game. Irish need to score this time down. Jordan has the ball tipped away. Coming to help him is Freshel. Pass comes to Freshel. He gets away into the paint. Floater, Freshel up. No, couldn't get it. Pfeiffer with the rebound. Here come the Flyers down by 5. 4:49 to go in the ball game. St. Francis mounting a bit of a comeback here. Irish need to play some defense. Here comes Pfeiffer in the paint. Pfeiffer shot is up. No, wait a minute. What do we got here?
We got a blocking call.
Jordan, on the floor.
Jordan trying to step up and take the charge. But he's going to pick up his third foul. And sixth team foul, I believe, on the Irish. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout of our own and a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Good luck to the local team from Darren Davis, your financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments at 1619 Stone Street in Fall City. If you need to work on your retirement game plan, contact Darren Davis or Adam Morris. They will work with you to get your retirement in order. See Darren Davis or Adam Morris, your Edward Jones representative in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, Todd, the Irish were up by 11 at the 7:20 mark, 44-33. Since then, St. Francis has gone on a 6-0 run, and now at the 4:40 mark to play, it's a 5-point ball game, 44-39. Irish still on top.
A little momentum shift here has occurred the last few minutes. Take it heart. Just not quite getting, you know, they're getting to the rim, but they're not finishing, and they're getting lots of good shots. They need to get a couple of those to drop and finish.
I'd like to see him take the ball inside to Nostal and Fichtner, because Pfeiffer has to be careful. He's got 4 personal fouls. He can't play his normal tempo of defense under there. He doesn't dare do that and risk fouling out of the ball game. So we'll see what happens here. If they can work the ball inside to Nostal and Fichtner, Pfeiffer's going to find himself in a real jam under there. It'll be Humphrey St. Francis' basketball coming out of the timeout. They'll inbound it. What do we got here? Momentarily hesitation. All right. 4:40 to play. 44-39 Irish by 5. St. Francis under their own basket. Pfeiffer to inbound it to Forney. Watch out for Forney. He's had the hot hand. Shot is up. This one is off. Tipped around with the rebound to the Flyers. And now Pfeiffer with the ball again to the corner. Forney for 3. Off no good. And the rebound brought down by Fichtner. Fichtner gets it out to Jacob Jordan. Every possession so critical at this juncture of the ballgame. Jordan down court. Forney riding him all the way. A lot of contact. No whistle. Jordan right side. Comes over to Nautical with the basketball. Nautical right elbow. Top of the key back to Fichtner. Irish going to slow it down a little here. A lot of time left. Underneath the basket. Shot is up. Nostigal got it. Great job. Who got the ball into him? Was that Freshel?
That was a great pass. No, that was Jake Freshel got it to him.
Freshel got it to him, and Nostigal put it down. Nostigal's got 17 points in the ball game, and the Irish back up by 7, 46-39. Trying to go up with a shot, a whistle, and a foul, and I think we're going to put Justin Liefeld to the free throw line. Liefeld is 1 out of 5 from the line so far today. Has 3 points, but just 1 for 5.
Foul's going to be on Jack Figner, his third.
All right. Free throw on the way. Liefeld up and good. Got that one down. Another shot coming here for Liefeld. That trims the lead to 6 at 46-40. 3:52 to go. We're inside of 4 minutes to play in this semifinal D2 state tournament game. Shot is up and good. He got them both that time. Justin Liefeld hits a pair, and it's a 5-point ball game. Freshel down court, being chased, takes it to the corner, lost the handle, tipped away from him, should stay with the Irish.
Fair amount of trash talking going on right now.
Yeah.
One of our officials just stopped the action during that free throw and pulled a couple of them to zip it. So it's getting crunch time here, and the words are flowing.
Yeah, the emotions are starting to build here. They're starting to talk. In the corner, Spigner. He's double-teamed. Gets it to Freshel. Oh, he had Simon under there. Shot is up and good by Freshel. Jake Freshel with his second little floater in the paint. He can hit that one. And the lead is back to 7. Shot at the other end is up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Jack Figner. Irish down court inside of 3.5 minutes. Here comes Jordan. All the way. Driving way up. No. Couldn't get to the floor. He'll go to the line and he'll shoot 2 shots. Jacob Jordan has hit 2 out of 4 from the free throw line today. He has 11 points in the ballgame. Here he'll be at the line shooting 2 shots.
Foul on Jake Lubisher, his third. 8th team foul.
Free throw is up, off, no good. Jordan couldn't get that one. Another shot coming here. Clock is down to 3:24 to play. Irish up by 7, 48-41. And at the line, Jacob Jordan trying to make it an 8-point lead. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound brought down quickly by Jaden Cush. Cush in a hurry, all the way, driving for the layup. Ball blocked out of bounds. Good job defensively by Jack Figner. Got a hand in all basketball, Todd.
Yeah, came up real nice to knock that out of bounds.
Pfeiffer to inbound it. Baseline under his own basket. Right side of the backboard. Into the corner to Austin Forney. On the right side of the basket, Forney reverses. Goes in the paint. Wait a minute. He used the arm. Offensive foul on Forney. Trying to push off there on Jacob Jordan.
Boy, that's a tough one if you're a St. Francis fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's not like Jordan wasn't in there harassing him.
Yeah.
3:14 to go. Nearing the 3-minute mark. Still up by 7 are the Irish. Jordan on the dribble, guarded by Forney. At what point here? Well, they're running a man-to-man defense. They can't turn it up much more defensively than what they're doing right now, St. Francis. Rogan Nautico goes into the corner with his pass to Figner. Figner needs help now. He's trapped down there. Gets it off to Freshel. Good job. Wait a minute. Timeout taken.
Yeah, we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second timeout of our own. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
We're back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena. The scoreboard shows 2 minutes and 55 seconds left to play in this semifinal D2 state tournament game. Your Sacred Heart Irish are up by 7, 48-41, and the Irish will have the basketball when play is resumed. Freshel inbounds it into the corner. Under the basket, Figner laying up and good. They lost track of Jack Figner on the inbound pass. And just like that, the Irish are back up by 9, 50-41. 2:44 to go in the ballgame. That was a big play.
Big bucket for the Irish.
Forney with the basketball. Forney to the right elbow to Jaden Cush. Jaden Cush to the top of the key. Comes up to Liefeld. They're going to have to start thinking about launching threes here pretty soon. Liefeld driving layup up off no good. And there's Joe Simon with the rebound. Simon does a good job of extending under there and getting that ball for him. Now Brogan Nautical comes to Figner. He's going to take it in for a driving layup that won't go. Ball is tipped around. Pfeiffer has the rebound. Not sure the Irish wanted to do that. Probably could have slowed it down here a little. In the lane, here's Forney, right elbow, top of the key, a three on the way up, got it. Hitting the three was Liefeld. And I'm thinking that the Irish, we're going to keep it here live. We've got a timeout, but Justin Liefeld nailed a three and suddenly made it a six-point ball game, 50-44. But, Todd, the Irish just a moment ago had a nine-point lead and the basketball. With 2 minutes to go in the ball game, they probably should have thought about maybe slowing it down a little. The adrenaline gets to flowing, huh?
Yeah, they had numbers on the break, but sometimes you got to maybe pull that out, run a few more seconds off the clock, and then credit Justin Liefeld for coming down, hitting a clutch three-pointer here with 2:06 left in the game.
Yeah, that was a huge three because that kind of gives the Flyers hope and makes them feel like they're in the ball game. When you're down by nine and the Irish have the basketball and you got 2:06 to go in the ball game, it's starting to look a little bit bleak, and you think then St. Francis might resort to having to shoot some threes. I'm not sure that's a good thing because, you know what, they hit those streaks.
Yeah, so. And they're going to come out right away here and slap on a full-court press.
Full-court pressure, not to go unbounded underneath the St. Francis basket. 2:06 to go in the ballgame, a six-point Irish lead. Happened to hurry, not to go gets it into Freshel. Freshel between defenders, down court, here he comes. Freshel decides to pull it out. I'm sure Doug Gold talked about what happened on the last possession during that timeout. Falling to the floor is Freshel, got rid of it. Gets it up to Nautical. Nautical guarded by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer has to be careful. He's got four. Now Jordan with the ball. Sitting on a six-point lead. The Irish don't have to approach the ball. Oh, over and back's going to be called. My goodness.
St. Francis extended that man-to-man pressure all the way out to half court. And for Sacred Heart, step
huge
over the
mistake.
Line.
Doug Gold threw his arms up in the air on that one. A turnover. A minute 44 to go. St. Francis down by six. Here comes Forney. Forney to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, he's their scorer. Right side, shot is up. Pfeiffer off, no good. And there with a rebound, another big rebound, was Figner. Figner almost had it stolen by Forney. It comes back to Figner. I'm not sure you want Figner bringing the ball up the floor. They come to the right side to Freshel with it. Nothing against Figner, but I feel better if the guards had the basketball. Freshel to the right side. Taking it in is Figner, driving, laying up and good. He said, you know what, I'm just going to take it on
back.
He's got 10. 52-44. The lead is 8. Down to a minute 5 to go in the ballgame. An 8-point lead. This is a 3-possession lead now with a minute to play. Forney dribbles in, driving layup over Simon. Didn't get it. Simon got the rebound. Gives the ball up to Jordan. Jordan down court between defenders. Jordan feeds right side. There's Nautical under the basket. Shot is up. Couldn't get it. He's fouled. Things looking pretty good right now, Todd. 48 seconds to play. Irish with an 8-point lead, 52-44. At the free throw line will be Nautical.
8-point lead here for the Irish. These two free throws are big with 48 seconds left. That foul's going to be on Jake Lubischer, his fifth personal foul. So he. Oh, I'm sorry. That
was Pfeiffer.
Yeah, I thought we called that on Lubischer.
Pfeiffer just fouled out of the ballgame. His fifth. He finishes with 10 points this afternoon. At the free throw line to try and do more damage here is Brogan Nautical. Free throw is on the way up. Got it. Nautical has had a career game here today. I've got him, 18 points in the ballgame. Averages 10 per game on the season. Nautical, second shot is up. It's good also. And the Irish up by 10 with only 48 seconds left to play in the ballgame. Barring the ceiling falling in, the roof caving in here at PBA, we're going to be all right. Here's a long three, up and off, no good. Rebound, try for a follow shot, under the basket, up, won't go. Whistle, foul, and we're going to send to the free throw line Justin Liefeld. Liefeld has hit 3 out of 6 from the free throw line thus far today. But the clock, here's the important number for you, 37 seconds to play. Sacred Heart with a 10-point lead. Justin Liefeld shooting 2. Free throw is up, and it's good. He got it. We'll have another shot coming here.
Boy, he's been to the line a lot tonight.
He's made some of them, yeah. 37 seconds to play in the ballgame. It's a 9-point lead. Liefeld will try and cut it to 8 here. Free throw for Liefeld on the way up and off, no good. Rebound tipped around and rebound to St. Francis. Simon on the floor trying to take it away, grabbing it up, and coming out of there with it is Jordan. Now, wait a minute. What do we got? We're going to have a foul called. on St. Francis. And not happy is Jaden Cush.
Man, it was just a mad scramble for a loose ball on the floor down here, and you're going to get a foul call on Cush.
Well, we've seen a whale of a ball game here today. At the free throw line is going to be Joe Simon. He has 2 points. Joe is 0 for 2 from the line today. But the clock, the all-important clock, Todd, is down to 30 seconds to play in the ball game. The Irish trying to get their way into the championship game for the second consecutive year. Last year they won the D2 championship when they defeated Humphrey St. Francis. They disposed of St. Francis. And now we have a 54-45 Sacred Heart lead with only 30 seconds to play. And Joe Simon at the line. Simon, free throw is on the way. Got it. The freshman now has 3 points here in this state tournament game, and Joe Simon will have another shot coming. Somewhere up here in the stands behind us, Steve's got a big smile on his face. Second shot for Joe Simon. Up, this and rims in and out of there, and the rebound is taken down by Spencer Engel. Right side, a three, launched up and good. Hitting the three is Jaden Cush. And we'll have a timeout taken with just 24 seconds to go. 55-48, Irish up by 7.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. The scoreboard shows 24 seconds to go in the basketball game. Your Sacred Heart Irish, 24 seconds away from reaching the D2 state championship game and the right to face Parkview Christian Saturday afternoon at 3:45. 55-48, Irish by 7. I've learned to never say never. Until the buzzer sounds, the game's not over. Crazy things happen. But right now, the Irish with a 7-point lead. They will have the basketball, and they got to find a way to get 24 seconds off the clock here. Full court pressure, and this is a pressuring defense. Knotts go down court, goes to Freshel with the ball. He catches it in forecourt, and he's fouled immediately by Austin Forney. Well, that's what you got to do here. Jake Freshel's going to go to the line. The good news is, Sacred Heart fans, Jake Freshel is 2 for 2 from the line back in the third quarter. He has 6 points in the ballgame. At the free throw line, Jake Freshel with 22 seconds on the clock. Free throw is up, and it is good. Every one of those is important at this point. In that last 60 seconds, those free throws are so, so big. Jake Freshall, 5'10 junior, averages 6.8 points per ball game. He's got 7 today. Shot is up. That one will not go for him. He stays at 7. Oh, that's what you do not want to have happen. In a battle for the rebound, Jacob Jordan is called for a foul, and that allows no time to come off the clock. It allows St. Francis. You can hear a collective sigh behind us here.
Yeah, he's not happy with himself.
Oh, my.
After the fact. And that's his fourth on Jordan, too.
All right, Jaden Cush at the line. Free throw for Cush is up and good. All right, now it starts to get interesting. 56-49, the lead is down to 7. Still 21 seconds to play. Jaden Cush ready for his second free throw. Shot is on the way. It's up, and it is off, and the rebound of the Irish. Coming down with it is Figner, and he's going to be fouled immediately as Figner comes down with it before he can get it out to Freshel. The clock has wound another couple of seconds off. We're down to 17.9 seconds on the clock. Who's a foul on, Todd?
Didn't pick it up. Jack Lubisher picks up his fourth personal foul, number 14.
At the free throw line is Jack Figner. Jack has 10 points, all coming from the field. He's 0 for 1 from the line. This shot is up and good. Got that one. Free throws make such a difference. Figner now with 11 points.
Del Cal Steele into the lineup for the Irish.
Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up show brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Figner's second shot is up, and he got it. Hit them both. The lead is back to 9 with just 15 seconds Austin Forney working hard down court. Pulls up for the long three. Off the rim, no. Rebound fought for. Coming up with it. Figner gets the ball up to Keithley. Keithley down court. Here comes Freshel. Breakaway layup. Freshel got it. How about that? Laid it in. There's the buzzer. There's the ball game. Your Sacred Heart Irish have just completed a 60-49 win over the St. Francis Flyers. 60-49. That is your final score. The Irish get the win. Stay with us. We'll be back with a postgame show coming up. Stay with us. It'll be brought to you by the Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Tired of dealing with some faceless voice in some far-off city when you have questions about your finances? Why not get your financial advice locally from someone you know? That way, if you ever have questions, you'll get the answers face-to-face. So stop by and let's talk.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City and Stella. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's time now for our postgame report, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Now here's Randy with a look at the final numbers.
Your final score this afternoon, the Sacred Heart Irish defeating the St. Francis Flyers 60-49, your final. Breaking it out individually for St. Francis, they were led by Austin Forney. He finished with 13 points in the ballgame. Tanner Pfeiffer ended with 10. Adding 9 was Justin Liefeld. 8 points for Jaden Cush. With 6 was Jack Lubisher. And adding 3 was Austin Liefeld. From the free throw line, the Flyers went 12 out of 19 at the charity stripe. For your Sacred Heart Irish, 60 points on the board, 3 players in double figures, Brogan Nautical, a big day offensively, 19 points in the game, Jack Figner added 12, Jacob Jordan finished with 11, including 3 early three-pointers to get the Irish off to a good start, adding 9 was Jake Freshel, 4 points for Kyle Bauman, 3 points for Zach Keithley and Evan Keithley, or 3 points for Joe Simon, I'm sorry, and Evan Keithley added 2 for Sacred Heart's total of 60. From the charity stripe, Sacred Heart, 10 of 21. They were actually outscored at the free throw line, 12-10 in this ball game, but survived with an 11-point win. And, Todd, people are going to look at that 60-49 final score and not realize that this was a much closer ball game than that score shows.
Yeah, it was a possession-for-possession ball game there for a while, but Sacred Heart kind of slowly built a little lead there in the third quarter and then just built on that in the fourth to pull away there at the end, hit its free throws to finish it off.
That's your post-game wrap-up brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Our thanks to the Arm Connects and to Weston Witt for their support throughout the season of these post-game shows and halftime wraps. So that means the Irish advance to the championship in the Class D2 Boys Tournament. It'll be played at 3:45 Saturday afternoon here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. They will face Parkview Christian. Parkview Christian, the number 4 seed in the tournament. They upset the number 1 seed, St. Mary's, Cardinals 62-53 earlier this morning. So it'll be the Irish and Parkview Christian, 3:45 Saturday afternoon. Don't forget Saturday at noon, it'll be John Nixon on the air from Springfield, Missouri, down at the John Q. Hammond Center, as he'll have the Mound City Panthers facing St. Elizabeth High School. That's a 12 o'clock tip-off, pregame at 11:40 on Saturday. Up next for us, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, the Auburn Bulldogs will be facing Omaha Concordia in the Class C1 semifinal. That's a 9 o'clock tip, pregame at 8:45. Join Todd and I for that one. And as always, we invite you to join us here on Sunny 101.3 for all of your state tournament coverage. So that's going to wrap it up for today's coverage of state tournament basketball. For Todd Gatula and Scott Cox, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score here in the D2 semifinals. It was the Sacred Heart Irish 60 and the St. Francis Flyers 49. Good afternoon, everyone. Southeast Nebraska has been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.